People who are about to become parents have many choices to make before the birth of their child, like what's his or her name going to be, what kind of stroller to get. But there's a relatively new one, whether to collect the blood from the umbilical cord and bank it for the future. Only about 3% of parents now choose to save the cord blood. They can either pay between $1,200 and $2,000 and a yearly fee to bank it privately, in case their child should ever need it, or they can give it to one of some 30 public banks around the country. Dr. Joanne Kurtzberg is Program Director of the Pediatric Blood and Marrow Transplantation Program at Duke University Medical Center and runs a public bank there. She joins us from Duke. Thanks very much for being with us, Doctor.
My pleasure.
What makes cord blood so valuable, or is it?
Well, cord blood is very valuable. It contains stem and what are called progenitor cells, or early blood-forming cells, that can repopulate the bone marrow after a bone marrow transplant. It may also contain cells that can turn into other kinds of cells, but that's the subject of research right now.
On the other hand, how many people really need to regenerate bone marrow?
Every year in the United States, about 4,000 people undergo unrelated donor bone marrow transplants for treatment of leukemia, certain genetic diseases, blood disorders like sickle cell anemia, mm-hmm. and bone marrow failure syndromes. And the estimates are that there are probably three times as many people who need a transplant but haven't gotten to the point where they find a donor.
So cord blood has a
big value there because it doesn't have to match as closely as bone marrow does, and it can be used for the people who can't find a full match.
Why would somebody choose to keep it and not give it to a public bank?
The reason that people might store their own child's cord blood for their family would be if there's already a family member who has cancer or another disease that might be treated by a transplant, or because there may be uses in the future that will be valuable for things like tissue repair or tissue regeneration. Problem is, we don't know today whether those applications will really come to be or if they're just speculation.
Is this a good thing more people should be doing?
I personally think more people should be donating to public banks when they can, mm-hmm. and that the private banks and public banks might find a way to work together so that cord blood could go in both directions based on the family's need and the public need.
But what's the future?
Cord blood transplantation in the conventional sense, and by that I mean treating blood disorders, treating sickle cell anemia, treating patients with cancer, will definitely increase over the next one or two decades. And one thing cord blood's already been shown to impact is the number of minority patients who find donors, because they always had problems finding mm-hmm. fully matched donors in the adult registry. So the estimates are that just with the banks that are currently operating, that 3 or 4 times the number of transplants will be able to be performed in the next 5 to 10 years, as long as the hospitals can accommodate those increased transplants. But the far-reaching view is that cord blood cells may also have the potential to correct certain kinds of damage in other organs, like maybe the heart, or in repairing ulcers, or potentially in certain brain diseases.
Dr. Joanne Kurtzberg runs a pediatric transplant clinic and a public bank that stores umbilical cord blood at Duke University Medical Center. Thanks so much, Doctor.
You're welcome.